listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A fire has caused thousands of dollars worth of damage to an agricultural feed factory in the wheat belt. The blaze tore through Macco Feeds near Williams around 7:30 on Monday night. It sparked up when a fire in a front-end loader spread to nearby hay bales. In the year to date, nearly 60 truck drivers have died on Aussie roads. It follows the recent tragedy which killed three people in a fiery truck collision along the Eyre Highway. Transport Workers Union WA's Tim Dawson says one death is too many.
It's time that governments, the transport industry, the regulators become serious about road safety. They became serious about making sure that truck drivers and transport workers return home after they leave to go to work.
Improving the resilience of the major rail line connecting WA to the eastern states. That's what the state government has vowed to continue lobbying the federal government for after weather incidents forced the Trans-Australian line to shut, leaving supermarket shelves more bare than usual. Transport Minister Rita Saffiotti says WA doesn't control the rail line.
The issue is we're the ones that are most, in a sense, susceptible to issues on that rail line, but the natural disasters and the floodwaters in this circumstances were through South Australia.
In sport, a marquee international to the Goldfields Giants squad list ahead of its bid for a playoff appearance in the women's NBL 1. The Philippines rising star Jasmine Joson signing with the Giants following the departure of their captain. The 24-year-old versatile shooting guard passed up college basketball gigs to return home to study after completing high school in the US. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.